Sorry about Greg, whoever he was.
Thanks, Seth. Hello? Can I help you?
What are you talking about?
This is the one that means I win all the chocolate coins, right?
Right. That's Gimmel. You get the whole pot.
So now that it's my turn, what happens if I get Gimmel too? There's nothing left for me.
I don't remember. If you get Shin, then you have to put one in, and then there'll be something in the pot again.
Hey, you! Impartial observer? Does that make sense to you?
Me? I can barely remember the rules, but I think when someone lands on Gimmel, the game's over.
So we're all just living on borrowed time, making baby moves until somebody gets the one outcome that ends everything?
Okay, tone it down, man. Gimmel just ends the round. If you want to keep playing, everyone puts in a piece of gelt as an ante, and you live to spin another day.
Thanks, Emily.
So you're Emily.
That's my name.
I'm Zev, Shayna's friend from Camp Yeladim.
Zev! Oh, I've heard so much about you. Shayna talks about Camp Yeladim all the time.
It's where our particularly heated rock climbing rivalry blossomed into years of friendship.
I guess I really missed out on not going to Jewish overnight camp then. I haven't spoken to any of my secular day camp friends in years. Plus, we didn't even have a rock wall.
The rock wall is where the bonds are forged.
If you say so. Sorry about before, not recognizing you. From the pictures, I was imagining you with a long beard and, you know, surrounded by cattle.
That's understandable, but I shaved the beard and left the cattle behind.
Remind me, what's the story there?
I was working a mindless corporate job, and I just wasn't happy with where my life was going. So I quit and moved out to New Mexico to work on a ranch.
A little drastic, don't you think?
Well, I needed a change. And then a few years into it, I realized how drastic I'd been, and maybe I didn't want to spend the rest of my life working with cows.
So what are you doing now?
I'm working for an environmental nonprofit.
So you found a way to put your cow knowledge to good use.
Hey, Em, I need your help. The oven's doing that thing where it's not turning on, and you know I'm afraid of the pilot light.
I do know. I'm coming. It was nice meeting you, Zev.
Yeah, nice meeting you too.
Ah! Gimmel, I win again.
That's it. I quit.
Next customer.
It's not that I don't appreciate the gift, but it's like, why would Bubby think I needed a shoe organizer? Is she trying to tell me to get my life together?
You're overthinking it, sweetie. She knows you like shoes, so she bought you a shoe organizer.
A gift card would have been fine.
She doesn't believe in gift cards. She thinks they're too impersonal.
You're right. I've got to go, though, Mom. I'm two people away from the register.
Next customer.
Hey, Emily.
Zev, were you behind me this whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't want to interrupt. How's your mom?
You know, she's good. She said she's sad we're not together for Hanukkah. She's also the one who decided to book a trip to Miami as a present to herself, but yet somehow I feel guilty.
Oh, that's next level right there. You have to commend it.
Next customer.
We've almost made it.
Don't jinx it. Returning anything this time of year is an endurance sport. It's not over till it's over.
It's like your pop-pop thinks he's doing something nice by sending you a vegetable spiralizer, but what he's really done is curse you to spend 45 minutes in line because for some reason, there's only one person at the checkout.
You've really thought about this.
Yeah, well, I've had time. What are you going to get with your store credit?
I'm afraid to say it.
Afraid? Why?
Because I was planning to get a vegetable spiralizer.
Next customer.
Wow. Wish me luck. So many things could go wrong between here and the register.
I'm rooting for you. Oh, Emily? Any chance you want to go rock climbing with me this Sunday?
Rock climbing? Ooh, that's how bonds are forged.
Yeah. That's sort of what I'm hoping.
Rock climbing is hard. I'll give it another go, but I need a moment to catch my breath.
Yeah, same. Me too.
Sure, cowboy. I saw you race your way to the top. I was a piece of cake for you.
Fine. Okay. I don't really need to catch my breath, but maybe let's hit the benches for a few minutes.
Yeah, yes, please. Oh, that hits the spot.
You know, you remind me a lot of Shayna in some ways.
I do.
Uh-huh. You're both very direct and say exactly how you feel. I can see how you two became such good friends.
When I met her, I thought to myself, this girl's either going to be my lifelong partner in crime or arch nemesis. Thank God we found a common enemy to unite us.
A common enemy?
Yeah, our sophomore year. We lived two dorm rooms apart, and the guy who lived between us would blast heavy metal music into the wee hours of the night. But our RA apparently hated confrontation, so this metalhead got away with it. That's why Shayna and I devised a plan. We both went to our rooms and turned up the volume on ABBA's greatest hits, so he got hit on both sides. And even on the off chance he secretly liked Dancing Queen, our two speakers weren't in sync. So he was trapped in a maddening ABBA echo chamber.
That sounds like some kind of Swedish torture device.
Let me tell you, it worked. Minus the fact that my neighbors on the other side called campus security on us. Which is something Shayna and I probably could have done in the first place. But whatever. The next night, you could hear a pin drop. And I had the best sleep possibly of my entire life. And Shayna and I have been pretty inseparable since.
Totally worth it then.
100%. So, how do you like being back in the city? Is it weird seeing so much less hay around?
The hay I could take or leave, but part of me definitely misses the wide open spaces. It'll take some time to readjust to narrow, cramped ones.
I'm at the point where I can barely remember what nature looks like, and I've made peace with that.
It's nice being around so many people, though. That's a major positive. Despite their reputation, cows actually aren't the best conversationalists.
No? They seem so wise to me.
Well, if they are, they're keeping the wisdom to themselves. At least the ones I've met.
Not cool, cows. All right, I'm ready for another go up the wall.
You sure?
Yes. I think this time, when I get to the orange squiggly rock, I need to reach for the yellow round one on the left, not the blue square one on the right.
Sounds like a good call to me.
And don't go slower this time to make me feel better.
No way. I don't do that. If I did, I could have avoided a years-long rivalry with Shayna. Remember?
Aw, you don't have to worry about that with me, Rockman. I've already accepted total defeat. I like this one. Good brush strokes. And a use of color?
I tend to agree. It looks very painterly to me.
Painterly?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that means, but it's a painting, so probably painterly, right?
I buy that.
Did I hear that you're interested in purchasing, miss?
No, I...
Oh, it's such a powerful work, isn't it? It's called Mountain as Seen from Hell Number 6. People are saying the artist Francesco Blech, he is the next big thing.
Oh yeah? Which people?
Practically everybody.
You know, to be honest, I preferred Mountain as Seen from Hell numbers 1 through 5. I find this one a little too... flat.
You find the work... flat?
Oh, I'd say so.
Please excuse me. How could they find it flat?
Wow. He looked destroyed. You might have just ended Francesca Blach's career.
I just didn't know what to say. We're only here for the free champagne and finger foods. Oh, I'm getting another drink. After work today, I need it.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, being an executive assistant is already generally exhausting, but when your boss decides last minute to attend a publishing conference she already declined an invitation to, it becomes a special kind of awful. But everything's handled now. The flight's booked, the room's reserved, I even got her added to a panel.
Sounds like she's lucky to have you.
Someone should tell her that. How's work with you?
I actually quit my job on Wednesday.
You quit your job?
Yep. I figured I wasn't doing anything more than just pencil pushing, so very little of what I was doing was actually having a real effect on the environment.
Do you have something else lined up yet?
No, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. You know what? Maybe I'll just do some traveling for a bit.
Traveling? Where?
Who knows? I mean, you know, just hit the road, See where it takes me.
I'm not trying to come off as clingy or anything. I know this is only a third date, but is this what happens with you usually? You get bored and you move on?
Kinda, yeah. I think the time we all get to do something with our lives is too precious to waste.
Sure, that's great. But is that a philosophy you tend to apply to your relationships?
I don't know what you're asking.
Let me put it this way. Is there a chance you'll get bored with me and quit out of the blue?
I think one thing doesn't have to do with the other.
I mean, isn't that what you're doing now? You're already skipping town.
It's really not like that.
Look, I've gotta go. Shayna had some sort of ice skating issue.
Okay. Sure, yeah. Is she okay?
I don't know. Her text didn't really make sense, so I should probably go meet her. I don't know what else to say, except safe travels, Zev.
Hey, is she all right? She's been curled up in a blanket on the couch since I got here.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Actually, can we pause on the potato grating for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Em. How are you feeling?
Bad.
Bad. Well, that's not good.
I feel so stupid. Like, I spent all this emotional energy on what ended up being a mirage. And I think, Emily, you've known this guy for a week, so move on. Which makes me feel even stupider for feeling bad.
Well, stop feeling stupid. You are processing your emotions like a normal person.
Oh, and I'm also being a buzzkill over here while you and Mandy are trying to have your latke lesson / reconciliation. I'll just go to my room.
Stop. You are being silly. And you can't go anywhere because...
Because why?
You'll see. Why, hello, Zev.
Hey.
Why are you here?
Shayna told me she sprained her arm and she desperately needed chicken soup. So I brought her soup.
I would have gotten you chicken soup, Shayna. You could have also ordered delivery. You could also learn to cook one thing decently in your entire life.
It's not about the soup. I wanted to show you, Emily, that Zev is there for people. He may walk out on jobs willy-nilly, but if you ask him to bring you soup, he rushes over with soup. No questions asked. Full disclosure, I did really want soup, so it was partially about the soup. Thank you, Zev.
You're welcome.
Not cool, Shay.
I had to. It's the last night of Hanukkah. I'll leave you two to chat.
Okay, so, Zev, I'm willing to say I shouldn't have jumped to any conclusions about how you deal with relationships. But let's be serious. If you're gonna be traveling indefinitely, why would either one of us want to get into something right now?
Well, after thinking about it, I think I'm gonna stick around the city and find a job that feels more useful.
Please don't say that because of me.
No, I'm not saying that because of you. And yes, what you said last night is part of it, but, you know, I already ran off to the cattle ranch. But jetting off to a new frontier is gonna get old at some point. And then before you know it, you're 40 years old, you're a vagabond without a home or a job or someone who you care about. So, I'm sticking around for a while. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to see if I can be happy staying put.
Where does that leave us?
The way I see it, we went rock climbing together, so that bond's already forged.
True. I guess we have to see things through then.
Okay. I was listening the whole time, and I just have to say, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, who wants a latke? Mandy walked me through the steps, and it turns out I made everything way harder than it needed to be.
Shay, these are amazing!
Right? These ones don't taste like rubber at all.
That's a low bar.